Erev Shabbos Parshas Ba'aloscha Tovshin Pei in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Eretz, you will be reading Parshas Naso, so I will soon say something over from Parshas Naso. But I'd like to point out one Musar Haskel that we can take out from the events of the past week and a half that began in Minnesota with a man named George Floyd, and I think the policeman's name is Dean Chafkin or something. And obviously, it's quite scary and quite unsettling what's going on. And one point to take out of it is the following. The Gemara in Brachas this past week in the Daf HaYomi, which I think there's been a lot of overlap between the Daf HaYomi, of course, Matan Torah was there. The Gemara tells us that when the Jewish people said Na'aseh v'nishma, so 600,000 Malachim came down and tied two crowns on the Jewish people. And unfortunately, when the Jewish people sinned for the Chet Eyal, 1.2 million Malachim came down and took away those crowns. So we understand that putting the crowns on is positive, and taking the crowns off is negative. And we always learned, it's a klal gadol in the Torah, that midah tova is greater than midah pranis. Okay? And therefore, Tosis asks, I don't understand, how come it took 600,000 Malachim to put the crowns on, yet there were 1.2 million malachim needed to take off the crowns? It sounds like the bad element is more powerful because 1.2 million malachim took off the crowns. So Tosfos explains, no, exact opposite. It's contrary. When it was good, when they were putting on the crowns, so one malach could do two jobs. One malach could put down two crowns. That's greater, meaning each malach was greater. But when you went ahead and you wanted to take away the crowns, so no, so much harder. One malach could only take off one crown because midah tova is greater than midah pranis. So that's a yisod in Chazal. And when you look back at the riots that are going on, how did it start? One man's terrible mistake. Treacherous and unfortunate, and I don't know what other adjectives to use. Terrible mistake. This guy, whether he had a history of being an angry person or not, he made, like, you think to yourself, like, his history, like, hello, if you just listen, and the guy, I can't breathe, you know what you would have saved? You would have saved billions, I assume, billions of dollars. And, again, people, I'm not holding the news so much, but I don't think, as far as I know, people didn't die yet from the riots, but people have been terribly injured, and perhaps it could lead to deaths in the future with, you know, Corona, etc., etc. But one person decided not to hear the words, I can't breathe, and he caused lives to be ruined forever. One life for sure, obviously. And so many other people from the riots. The residual negative impact is beyond comprehension. And if we take this call from the Jewish people that we just learned, then midah tova is greater than midah pranis. If one person could do so much damage, one person could create so much hatred and hurt, one person could take tens of millions of people and put them on their heads and do terrible things all over, just emotionally, physically, financially. It's just the magnitude of what took place over the last week and a half is staggering. You know what we have to say? This is what one person could do, the opposite. If one person could cause so much damage, and let's just use the Gemara that we just learned in Brachas, double. So if he could affect tens of millions of people, what we can do with our actions, with one person by us. Now, of course, you're telling me, oh, I'm sitting in my room, I'm all alone. The closest connection I have to my Rebbeim and my Chaverim is through Zoom. What can I do? Exactly, we spoke about this a few weeks ago. Lefum tzara agra, the greater the difficulty, the greater the reward. If you go ahead, when nobody's looking, you have the temptation to do the wrong thing and you misgaber, you spiritually are saving tens of millions of people. You are protecting tens of millions of people, and you're bringing Kedusha into the world that we don't see tangibly, but is doing that much more than the terrible thing that this policeman in Minnesota did. We have to be mechazik ourselves in that yisod. That what one person can do, just like one person can do so much damage, it has to be that when one person does something good, he does so much for the world. He does so much for the world. And even if it's not apparent, he can. And that's something that we have to mechazik ourselves with. If one person can do this much damage, you, as an individual, even if it's not apparent to you, it's not tangible, spiritually speaking, you are sustaining the world. And we know, of course, as Gemara says, I forgot where exactly. If it wouldn't be if Torah leading would cease to exist, the world would cease to exist. What does that mean? The Nefesh Chaim tells us if whenever a person is learning, right? That's when Velozhin, they had round the clock learning, because Torah learning has to be done in order for the world to exist. And therefore, whenever a person is sitting down learning, even if there's other people in the world, he has to know that his learning itself has the power to sustain the whole entire world. And therefore, during these times, we have to mechazik ourselves. The power of one person, of our actions, is tremendous. I also want to point out, the Chofetz Chaim tells us in the Pesukim of Birchas Konev, Yirecha Hashem Yishmerecha, says Rashi, Yirecha Sheizbaruchu Nechasecha, that your property should become blessed, Yishmerecha, and it should be guarded. Shelo Yavo Lecha Shoedidim, robbers shouldn't come Litom Amoncha. Imahav Noisim Beno Levno Matana, if a father gives his son a present, Ba'ayin Yofa, with a good eye, who knows in the way, he's happy to give it to him. He gives him an eitzah. If I give you a present, I'm also going to tell you how to guard it. Not only am I going to tell you, not only is the father going to tell his son how to preserve it, he's also going to tell him how to grow it. And that's what's happening over here. That if you go ahead and you have kosher money and you don't steal, so then not only will it be guarded, it'll also increase. So says the Chofetz Chaim. However, says the Chofetz Chaim, if a person decides that he's going to do shortcuts, he's going to steal and extort the money, or through Chilul Shabbos or other Averos, he's going to get his money, it's not going to last. It's going to decrease. He's going to lose it. Listen to these words of the Chofetz Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to watch his money for him. If he got them through a kosher way, Hashem will watch him. If he doesn't get them in a kosher way, he's going to lose them fast. Or he's going to leave this world and he won't have his money either. Where does Chofetz Chaim learn this from? Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Parakid Zion, tells us, somebody who gets wealth in a dishonest fashion, not through mishpat, half his days it'll abandon him. And the Mefarshim explain, either his wealth will be lost or he will be lost. Obviously very powerful words from the Navi Yirmiyahu, right? Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to quote such strong words. But we see from here the importance of only amassing, accumulating, and earning clean and kosher money. That is the recipe for continued success, as opposed to Rachman al-Atzlan, the other approach of getting money in inappropriate and dishonest fashions. And he also quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yod, Pasuk Chav Beis, Birchas Hashem Hi Ta'ashir. The Baruch Hashem will make you wealthy. Yosef eight atzav ima. You won't have any sadness with it. If you do it in the right and just and honest way, then you'll be protected from azikin and demons and robbers. In bo alecha v'yosher v'tzedek. It came through a straight path and through tzedek. Just a tremendous plug to be as honest and scrupulous about your business dealings. There's a footnote here as well. And they said that Chofetz Chaim used to always say over the following thing. They told him that somebody who's so wealthy that the buttons on somebody's cloak, on somebody's coat, was made out of diamonds. It's actually talking about the daughter's dress, her overcoat that she wore on the day of her wedding, was made from diamonds. And it was it was worth a lot of rubles. So they told this to the Chofetz Chaim, and he said, Shaitim! So silly! He says, when I have a baguette, right, that I made, so I don't have to watch it so much, right? It gets stolen, big deal, right? But somebody who has such a precious baguette with stones, with diamonds as the buttons, so they don't stop thinking about the baguette. They're not free to just think about other things. I'll read to you language. They can't stop thinking about their clothing. If they're missing one button, they're going to lose tons of money. If they lose one button, bad. If they lose the whole baguette, forget about it. They'll be losing a lot of money. V'em came koner hin la'atman adam b'zeh. By putting special diamonds on their garments, they've acquired an adon, meaning they acquired another huge thing to worry about. Shetzrichim l'shabed gufom u'machshavtom. They have to obligate or enslave their body and their thoughts to always to that baguette. V'machshava halamchutz l'dvarm ikrim l'torah l'tuda. The problem is, then the mind is not available for Torah. Chaval al kotzer da'atam b'simcha. It was so silly to place all your thought about your possessions as opposed to Torah mitzvahs. Whereas if a person can be wealthy, there's no problem being wealthy. A person should have the Mesillas Sharim, the Ruchat Tzaddikim, they all speak about it. A person should have clean and neat clothing, no question about it. I think the Ruchat Tzaddikim certainly speaks about it. Clean and neat clothing, but if it's not fancy, you don't have to worry about it so much. It's a huge, huge milah. And I also want to point out, right afterwards in the footnote, he said, V'yichuneka, Loshen of a Matnas Chinam. When we hear the brachos of Birchas Kohen, when we hear the words V'yichuneka, we should have in mind that we're asking Hashem for a Matnas Chinam. Kodesh Baruch, we don't deserve anything. Everything we have from you is pure chesed. And please Hashem continue to bestow us with chesed. And Yirecha Hashem Yishmerecha, bless us with parnasa, but it should be the parnasa that we get in an honest way. And then it'll be the Yishmerecha, that's the schus, meaning V'yirecha Hashem Yishmerecha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with Parnasa, in the event that we observe the rules of honesty, so then it'll be Yishmerecha, and we won't have robbers taking our money. And getting back to the original thought in the beginning, that every single person has the potential to have a tremendous effect on himself, certainly, and on the entire world, as we can see from the unfortunate circumstances and events of the last week and a half. And we should all be zocher be'ezus Hashem to be on the positive end, that our Torah mitzvahs, ma'isim tovim, our tefillah should bring schusim to Klal Yisrael, and we should see the gula shlema b'karav mamish, and v'yomer l'tzaraseinu die. No more tzaras, both in terms of parnasa, in terms of health, in terms of the overall challenges that we are facing during these trying times. Have a great Shabbos.